Hi there. This is Cookie, and you're listening to...
No. This isn't that kind of podcast. You're listening to Music Confessions Unscripted.
We meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a singer.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
We plan to make history here this evening.
Elvis has left the building.
This is the end.
Hey, this is Matt. Recording again on my roof. This time it's actually, it's evening. It's the evening of the MTV Movie Awards, and a bunch of us have congregated to drink boxed wine and eat pad thai. And,
pad thai Sunday.
Yeah, pad thai Sunday is a tradition around these parts. Anyway, I'm on the roof with a one Katie Emery, if you want to say hi.
Hi.
And Natalie, who also happens to live here, who currently has a mouthful of pad thai that's really
what
hot.
A mouthful.
and Romy Levine, who is a friend of the Secret Models.
And I'm the only one with a last name, too.
Yeah, the only one with a last name. No, I think it's
Katie
Emery.
Romy Levine. Oh,
Katie Emery.
Two of us.
World famous.
Now yeah, so anyway, we, the point of this interview for me is to interview Katie on what it is she does as the social media person for a bar called the Ossington here in Toronto, and she's also part of as I mentioned before a group of our friends that throw parties at the Ossington and various other places, and they're a collective, a DJ collective called Secret Models. So I guess we'll start off. Do you want to talk a little bit about yourself and what it is you do and how you started at the Ossington?
I started working at the Ossington when my friend, actually a couple of my friends, started working there, and ended up moving on to Ossington. So it made a lot of sense to start hanging out where your friends work, and then you don't have to pay so much for your booze. And every time I'd go, I'd always see the manager there, his super sweetheart, Tim Stewart. Mm-hmm. And one night I got really, really drunk on a Saturday, and I felt super guilty because I probably didn't pay for a single drink that night, and told them how I was doing some website work for the cinema I work for, the Review Cinema, not for profit. Ross's Fails, shout out. And then, so I told them I could do some internet stuff for them if they wanted someone to update their website and do their Facebook.
Yeah.
And they, for some reason, were super gung-ho about it, even though they were talking to, like, an embarrassingly drunk girl. So, best job interview ever.
Yeah. And nailed it on the first try.
Nailed it. I'm so charming. The younger I am, the more likely you'll hire me.
Yeah.
So much of a mess. And they asked me to meet them for a meeting, and then I went. They were like, bring your laptop. I was like, yeah, I have one of those. And we went, and then I was actually pretty gung-ho about it because doing stuff for the Review, you really want to promote something that's not-for-profit and small, like really small, and they're a bar, yeah. And they should definitely have someone doing their Facebook, and they found that like everyone who would do it pretty half-assedly. Like, they needed someone to be consistently updating it. And
yeah.
Just, like, promoting everything and, like, getting in touch with the DJs. And I said, I'd totally do it. And then they were like, we'll pay you to do it. And I was like, that's the sweetest job.
Yeah.
And so I wound up doing it. I've been doing it for almost a year now. And so started off as just doing the Facebook, making them a fan page since groups were, like, no more.
Yeah.
And when I started, they had made their own fan page, and they had 7 people who were fans. And within, like, a day, I had it bumped up to 40, which I was super stoked about. I was like, well, now there's a reason you're paying me, because I actually worked for you. Which I thought it was just going to be, I was like, I'm going to be the worst. And now they're, like, they're up to, like, 2-something, which isn't necessarily that huge a number, but I find with that crowd in general, to get people to, like, click a like button and be like, I like the Ossington is not going to happen. But yeah. They also made, which I thought was really smart of them before I even got on board, they made like a person out of the Ossington. They were like, John Ossington is the Ossington. If you're friends with John Ossington, you learn about everything at the bar, but it's not like you're going to get hounded with messages, which
yeah,
I
you're
was
not
just
getting
like,
spammed.
Oh yeah. And I told them right away, I was just like, I'm not sending out messages. Like if there's a party, I'll invite them to the party. I'll put a status up on it and I'll link to the party. No messages. It's like the moment I start sending out messages, everyone's going to delete it.
Yeah. Cause you're going to be getting something every single night.
Yeah. Like I update the status every day, like in the afternoon, so that it's like shows up right in your feed when you're just like screwing around on the computer. And, anytime we just tell every single DJ to invite John Ossington to their party, simple as that, and I can invite everybody who likes John Ossington. So yeah. It's not like DJs can only tell their friends about their party. They can tell everyone who likes the Ossington about it. And it's super simple and like it's a really easy thing to run and it's not like again, I try to make it that I'm not like jumping down your throat. Like I find a lot of the times I'm friends with people who are evidently just promoting a bar and you just get too much. Like, it's just, you want to delete them. So yeah. It's just been really great because no one's deleted it and it just keeps getting more and more fans. It's more of like a slow burn kind of thing. It's like a slow build. But it's been great. Like, I've had people like be like, this is awesome, considering that I had no background in doing it other than my own. So it was awesome. And it's a good bar to promote, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. So I know that obviously you run the John Ossington Facebook account. Do you have a John Ossington Twitter?
I do.
Okay.
I tweet. I was like got really nervous about using Twitter because I had never done it, and I always thought it was just like I always update my Facebook status like crazy, like my own. But I can't really do that with John Ossington because it would just get tedious. Plus, they know it's not really like. They don't really know who it is, which is the best thing about it. I love that there's, like, complete anonymity unless someone, like, really knows me, or I'll tell DJs that I'm John Ossington.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, just write me, and I'll promote your party. But I do their Twitter. Most of the time I do their Twitter, I'm usually at the party. I kind of like it being, like, I'm at the party telling people how good it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's, like, something that I think won't get enough attention, I'll like tweet about it, being like, come to this party, like people don't really go, especially if it's on a weekday.
Yeah.
I find like over promoting stuff that's on the weekend is unnecessary in that neighborhood. Like you don't, like all I have to do is update a status and that party will still, like even without me writing anything, will do like 500 people will show up at the Ossington, but stuff on like a Monday to like Thursday, definitely I'll try to like extra promote it.
Yeah,
because it's like that's the stuff that like it's not such a high maintenance crowd. Like it's a really different group of people come on the weekdays than it does on the weekend.
Yeah,
like,
truly.
They're kind of just like the people who come to the Ossington Strip will come to the Ossington Strip, but like the people who come during the week, it's like you kind of gotta tell them something's going on.
Yeah.
And you'll get people on a Tuesday, which secret models can easily protest to. Like,
yeah.
Like I used to go. Natalie and I went to the bar like every Tuesday for the last like
Mandrinks. Yeah.
And most of the time it was me and Natalie sitting at the bar with the bartenders hanging out. Yeah. And so that's why when we were like, let's do a party, we were like, let's do it on a Tuesday. Like, let's make it that our two friends who see us every week, who we like adore, who make no money because they're serving us and feel guilty charging us up the ass for all the drinks we're drinking. we just did it on their night. So it was just kind of like, now our two friends can actually walk away with some money in their hands. The bar will have a reason to really be open on that Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like a night that we usually have like 5-7 people, they'll have like 40-50 people and they'll make like $1,000 on a Tuesday, which is not, for a bar that big, like it's not a small bar to have people come on a night that usually is dead is awesome. So I'm always just kind of like, make sure those nights get attention that they deserve, considering it's also fucking hard to be a DJ and DJing on a Tuesday
night. Or a Monday. No, absolutely.
Like, if you don't have a following and you're just doing it for the first time, like, even us, like, when we did our first one and it was decent, like, it was a really nice crowd, we were just like, this is awesome. Us getting 20 people was just exciting.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, those parties need it. Like, you need to give people, like,
a
kudos for just doing it. Like, for being like, I'll take the day that might not get any people. Because then it's about, like, they're not really doing it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to have fun. And, like, those people deserve, like, that attention.
Yeah,
but me
absolutely.
With the Twitter on that, it's like, there's some Twitters I did for the Ossington where I'm just was at one of their parties and was just shit faced in the 7-Eleven. I just bought pizza pops. More times is the best. they're like, oh, that's a real person, does it? It's not just someone telling you to go to a party.
Some sort of spam bot.
Yeah. It's like someone legitimately went to that party and had fun. So they'll read that Twitter and be like, or tweet.
Yeah.
I'm new to it, tweeter. Yeah. No, it's great. And then it just means that, like, they'll be like, oh, they actually go to their parties. Whereas me just being like, go to the party that I've never been to.
I'm not going
to
be there.
There's a lot of parties I haven't had a chance to go to, but I still am going to promote them. Like, I know from word of mouth what it's about and how fun it is. But, like, when I actually go, that's when I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
Just being like, it was the best. Or I'll send the DJs a message being like, good job. John Ossington. John Ossington loves lucky bitches.
Yeah.
So I do it every time.
Oh,
send a little message to Peter. Yeah. Really good job last night, buddy. Huge nerd. Yeah, I know. But yes, I tweet.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, in terms of, I guess, sort of like a segue away from Secret Models parties and throwing your own parties, how, because you got your start sort of throwing parties and throwing like fundraisers for nonprofits. But sort of throwing them in a cool way for, like, us, like, our group of friends and our age group.
Yeah, we did, the first party I ever DJed that wasn't just me being like, let me take my iPod in and choose all the songs at your party.
Yeah.
I'll be good, I think. we did a fundraiser. Me and two friends of mine, Christine and Claire, did a party at the local, which is just next door to the cinema I work at. And we needed to fix some stuff, and we didn't have money to fix it. So I was like, let's just throw a party, and that's how we'll make the money. And, like, the board of directors was like, do it. We threw a party at a bar that would never do the party we threw, like, at all. I played oldies at the beginning, and it worked, like, well. And then we started playing hip-hop, and it was, like, scary to try playing hip-hop. Whereas if we did that party at the Ossington, I'd be more scared to play the oldies than I would be throwing on hip hop. So it was really interesting to be like, let's do something this bar has never done before and see if it works.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We made exactly what I needed to fix what we were doing. And then one night we were talking to Tim, because Natalie is always at my side during Man Drinks, and Tim loves me for being so gung-ho about the Facebook, because no one
promoting
else
his
wants.
Bar.
Yeah.
No one else wants to do it. Like, yeah. No one's like, no, I don't want to be on Facebook every day and inviting people to parties that I don't go to. But I go to them, most of them. Plus, all the DJs there are mostly just wonderful people.
Yeah, absolutely.
But talk to Tim, just being like, would love to throw a party. And it started off, was just like, the first thing we did was a benefit. And then I was telling him, like, I'd really love to throw a party. It's my friend's birthday, and on New Year's, when I DJed at your house party for a little bit, it was so much fun. That was a great night. That was like the birth of Secret Models.
Yep.
Birth of Secret Models, New Year's Eve. Nuts. No more costumes, though. I stopped costume DJing. I'm too shy. It's okay if I'm in a house. I'll do it. Or at the bar near my work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, talked to Tim and was just like, my friend, on New Year's Eve, we had this amazing party, and then got robbed. Like, just got robbed.
I got straight up robbed.
Got robbed. And I was just like, we really want to throw a party. And he's like, yeah, do it. Like, no one DJs on these nights. I was like, yeah, we want to do a party, and all the money we raise, like from DJing, and we'll take like a thing, but we didn't end up doing it that because we knew that we were just going to get money from the bar anyways, which would be more than what I'd assume people would donate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give all the money to our friend to help him get a new laptop because Matt got his laptop stolen. And he was like, this is what we wanted. Like, this is amazing, because it's just like, people do stuff at Ossington all the time, but it's never to the benefit of anyone. Like, he's like, I want to throw parties where people are doing something for like a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we did our first party. Don't jack my shit.
Yep.
And that name's like stayed. Yes, we tried to name it something else. We're like, nope, it only is successful if we call it Don't Jack My Shit.
Yeah.
And so the first party we did was Don't Jack My Shit, and we got massive money, and it was a lot of fun. And they were like, and then we started doing more parties, and then we did Last Chance for Nomads for for February, which wasn't for a good cause, just for being disgusting after Valentine's Day. Like, it was just three single girls being like, fuck this. It's Valentine's Day, and everyone's all like, we're going to go out with our couples, like, and all that. And we're just like, no, we're going to do a night where every single song is just about doing it.
Yeah.
And that will be our Valentine's Day celebration. Plus, it was the Tuesday, it would fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. Day after Valentine's Day. And then, we did that one, and then we did, then it was Don't Check My Shit Again, wasn't it?
It was Plan B, your
plan
birthday.
Plan B was my birthday.
Plan B
birthday.
Was your, plan birthday.
Which is fine, but it was, which wasn't the most busiest of our parties, but it was probably the most wasted. Because there's also St. Patrick's Day more times, which was the greatest day of my life. So thanks more times.
Shout out to more times.
We went back to doing Don't Check My Shit because Natalie also...
Yeah.
Roommate of Matt got her laptop stolen.
same apartment.
And so we donated all our funds to Natalie. And then we were just like, this is the name of our party. The most successful. Oh, I got a text. That's how popular I am. And so we kept doing it. Don't Check My Shit. And so Don't Check My Shit is now our thing. And then we did a Don't Check My Shit. And then we did one for me this week. We didn't make as much money, but I had a party and people broke my toilet, so money went to fixing my toilet.
And
there's always charity.
No, more than ever. Like, that name is so apt, Don't Check My Shit, and the money goes to fix a toilet.
Yeah, Don't Check My Shit. They broke my toilet.
So
I still haven't fixed my toilet, though. Mm. I'm going to.
One of these days.
This week. I need to fix it. But yeah, so we're keeping it Don't Check My Shit. And then our party now has become... Like, I don't know, Tim loves it.
Tim loves it. We have fans. Like,
we have fans.
Which is, like, not, I hope.
Started a fan page.
Yeah, we started a fan page. We, like, especially because now that the weather is warmer, people come by and see, like, the windows all fogged up and want to know what's going on. And
On a Tuesday.
And what's so great about it is just, like, more than ever, we always say that our parties are, like, total request live type stuff. Like, we only want to play stuff that's going to make people dance. Like,
it's
maybe
like a living room dance party. That's
like
the big key.
That's how it started.
Feel like, it's true. We were just fucking around. Like when I met Justine for the first time, we were just playing on Groove Shark in your living room and then still doing it, iTunes DJing it all through the night.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And I think it's like such a comfortable setting to walk into. You know, we're not really preoccupied with like necessarily making some sort of new like, poor version of a girl talk. We just want to see you sweat. That's all.
And it was just wicked because it's like we paid, like, not even like, it's nice that we got like a chance to do a bunch of Tuesdays, which is like, and it's hard to do a Tuesday because it's like, can be even disconcerting to not have a bunch of people come to a Tuesday, but you're not expecting crowds. And then we had nights where it was actually really busy and like people would come off the streets. And then Tim was like, you guys should do a weekend, which to us was just like, like, you went, I don't think you've ever even been to one of our parties, let alone, but the cute thing is the owners came to, like, both owners have come to both of our parties and just been like, this is, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, people having fun and dancing on a Tuesday and actually, like, getting drunk and, like, buying stuff on a Tuesday.
I think especially in that area, too, this style of party where there's zero pretense, especially because, I mean, it's right off Queen West.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that you're just there to have fun. There's, like, no pretense whatsoever.
And I can't even say how many times that I've gone to parties last year, like at different bars, where you have a very serious DJ who probably costs a lot of money, but he looks like he's having the worst time.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's so focused on just, like, staring at his computer and, like, pressing buttons. And I think what kind of distinguishes our party is that, like, we look like we're having a really good time. Because we always go out and dance with everyone and... really just try to, like, act silly and have, like, a shit ton of fun.
Yeah.
Which I think is what makes it so, like, what kind of, like, made it more enticing for people to come out on Tuesday to know that, like, it's not just going to be someone, like, pressing buttons. It's like, we party.
Yeah.
Like, we party with you. It's not ever, and the thing
it's
is, that, like,
interactive experience.
Party
and
escorts.
And that makes it, like, really successful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I DJed the first time, it was really nerve-wracking at the local, and, I DJ'd my whole oldie set by myself, and no one was dancing. It was, like, 9 o'clock, and I just was like, I'm going to dance this entire time I played, like, just dance the entire time, and people started coming out and dancing, like, like 40-year-old couples to like a couple of like my friends, like in their 20s. Yeah. And it was just awesome. Mm-hmm. Just for like you loving it. It's like if you love it, other people will love it. It's mm-hmm. when you look like you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the thing. And I find most parties I find at the Ossington, you can tell that people are like having a really good time. Like with More Times, they're dancing yeah. with you. And like Lucky Bitches, they're fucking getting on the table and singing to you, yeah. which every time like breaks my heart. I'm just like, this is it. Like, yeah. you, like essentially you're like my idol for like how I want my parties to be. Just like you look like you're having the greatest night of your life and you do it once a month.
Yeah.
Like, which is the best. And like you can play, even if it's like the same song you're singing to the crowd, it's still worth every second of yeah. being like stuck in a room full of 500 people sweating yeah. your ass off. It's like you've just made it worth it. Plus it's free, which I think is one of the greatest things about having.
That's how you get people in now.
Like, oh yeah.
I don't go anywhere where I have to pay more than $5.
Cover. Oh yeah. When it's that's what I think is like, there's probably one or two parties that maybe ask for a cover, but like the majority, probably now almost like I'll go 90% of the parties, 95% of the parties that I was in are completely free.
Yeah.
Free. And the booze is really decent. Like the prices are super sweet,
yeah.
which is really great. It's hard because it's super busy on the weekends, mm-hmm. but like to go to a free dance party and listen to like music you want to listen to and not pay a cent to go dancing for the whole night
yeah.
is like a diamond in the rough in Toronto now. You can't find a party that's not at least $5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think I've only ever waited in line to get into the Ossington like once, which mm-hmm. I just think is right up my alley. I can't stand like waiting in line for an hour to get into somewhere and then it's okay. Like yeah. I'll have yeah. a fun time, but I'll be like, I would have had more fun if I had gotten in
yeah.
in 5 minutes
as yeah, opposed yeah.
to waiting for an hour. And I paid cover to yeah. wait in line for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the worst. But but it's also good because they have some parties there that are pay what you can, but the whole point of them being pay what you can is they have bands performing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think it's like, that makes perfect sense. Like you got people coming out that like aren't signed. Like this is them playing a gig in a like big setting for like people who may not have heard of them or for like their really diehard fans.
Yeah.
And you only have to pay what you can, but at least that money can go to like the artist, which exactly. is a big benefit. Which yeah, so I was like, that makes perfect sense to me. And they're also, it's like they're pay what you can, so there's not like you have to pay still.
Yeah.
But most times you do. Like I'll yeah. pay. I'll yeah. pay and I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, here's $5.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like you're bringing someone that I never heard before. Like I got to see Maylee Todd sing.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I paid like a $2
yeah.
to hear her perform. And like yeah. Cattle. And I went and saw Cattle, who I love. And I see play at the Dakota for like $7. Got to see him play, do like an acoustic set
for, yeah,
for Pay What You Can for Humble Mania. And it was awesome. And it was just so great that they do that there. And it's twice a month, and you get to see all these great Canadian artists for nothing.
Yeah.
Plus, they do music videos, like, they do performances in Bellwoods, the Live in Bellwoods series.
Yeah.
And it's like you get to see these artists play these like stripped down sets in yeah. like a park you go to all the time if you live in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it's just great. And it's just like, focuses on artists, like there's a lot of artists that perform I've never heard of, and then you get to hear them, you're just like, why have I not heard of
mm-hmm.
these people? They're excellent. And then the live performances are awesome, because they're really intimate. It's not a rowdy show. It's just like you sit down
people
and you
are there
appreciate
for
it.
The music.
Yeah, yeah. And they like talk, you get to like talk to the artists, and like afterwards you're like hanging out and drinking with these people who are yeah. like you usually would never have a chance to just hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus they DJ these like super fun vinyl sets, but like before and after, and it's just super
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, it's. I've noticed that there's sort of a shift in a lot of the places, the bars in town, similar to the Ossington, to sort of like a halfway point between like house shows and
mm-hmm.
like it's like a burgeoning DIY essentially.
Yeah,
which is it's really cool to see, and I think there's a lot of steam and a lot of excitement behind it. So, yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much for coming up to my roof and drinking some boxed wine, and I think we're going to excuse ourselves now and go watch the MTV Movie
Awards.
I'm
here.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Katie. It's
greatly, awesome.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you, Natalie, once again for being
Secret
here.
Body.
Yeah,
next
same.
Party's on June 14th.
Oh, yeah. June 14th.
And our first Friday is the 24th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got work off, so come out.
You know that.
Awesome.
I probably have to work the next day.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
It was awesome.
Thanks for listening to Music Confessions Unscripted. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe. You can also follow us on Twitter at MCU Podcast or like us on Facebook as Music Confessions Unscripted to keep up with the latest MCU info.